Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy and we magnify your righteous name, Father God. We come in the spirit of gratitude this morning, Father. And we come to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us, one more day that you have kept us, one more day that you have preserved us, Father. And we say thank you for squashing, Father, all bad news during the midnight hours. We say thank you for pushing back the forces of death. We come to say thank you, Father God, as we rise and shine to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Father, as we come in faith, as we come in joy, as we come willingly, as we come in a spirit of obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father, we ask that you would forgive us, Father, for every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. We honor you, we honor you, and we honor you, Father. Father, we pray for those who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins. We pray, Father God, for those who have turned from you, Father, the backslidden, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We say thank you for them coming on back before it's too late, Father. And we bless you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for the progress that has been made. We thank you, Father, for the mark in history. We thank you for the legacy, Father God, that's being built. We thank you for your help. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you, Father, for all these things. And we thank you for your word, Father, nothing without your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation, Father God. We're just so blessed. And we thank you for all things, for all every good and every perfect gift coming from you. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We bless you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. And thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen again. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen and amen. If you are a first-time visitor to our platform, we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. And we also want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Because Jesus is here and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on, keep on, keep on coming back. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We also have an altar prayer where we meet two times a day. Amen. Praying. Amen. Interceding on behalf of the prayer petitions in our own lives, in our families, our neighborhoods, and in the world at large. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study at 8 p.m. at our altar prayer. Glory be to God. And also spiritual warfare training. So we bless God. Amen. And to God be praised. We hope that everybody is encouraged today. Glory be to God. We hope that, you know, you're looking up and not down. Amen. We hope that you're looking up. The scripture tells us to look up. Amen. Look up. Hallelujah. And so we want to encourage you. Amen. To keep the faith. Keep the faith. Our faith is going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tried. This is what life is about. This is what Christianity is about. Glory be to God. And he didn't say it was going to be easy breezy, but I'm telling you, the flip side of that is it is easy breezy when you're walking with the King. Amen. And you are allowing him, amen, to lead you, to guide you, and direct you. Amen. Which leads us right into our lesson for today. Amen. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit and partnering up with the precious Holy Spirit, who is the third person in the Godhead. He is not an it. He is not a thing. Amen. He is a person. The Bible tells us that he is a person in the very beginning, in the very beginning, way before you and I knew anything about. Amen. But we was there too. Amen. When he said, let us make man in our own image. God was not talking to himself. You best believe that. Amen. So we want to thank God for the Godhead. And then the Bible tells us, beloved, that God knew us before the foundation of the world. Amen. So it's just a beautiful thing to have a relationship with the Lord. I was talking to my twin grandsons on Saturday, and we were sharing some time together. And I asked them, I said, boys, what year were you born? What year were you born? I think the answer was 2012. Let me see. Let me see now. Yeah, 2012 was their answer, September 2012. I said, now, you was born in 2012. Where was you? I said, where was you in 2010? Well, you know, they thinking all fast. It's very smart boys. They said, we was in my mommy's stomach. I said, okay, I'll go for that. I said, let's take it one step deeper. I said, okay, what year was your mother born? All right, so they had to look on my little plaque that the children gave me as one of my gifts. They said that my mommy was born in 1992, whatever the answer was. I said, okay. So if your mother was born in 1992, and if you was in your mother's stomach, I said, so where was you in 1975? So I got the challenge of my boys like that, because they say they're going to be lawyers and they say they're going to be judges. So I got to keep them in practice. Amen. And so they said, I don't know. Amen. I said, but God knew. Amen. I said, because then I was able to take them to the scripture. Amen. That shows them that before the foundation of the world, they were in the bosom of the Father. Beloved, it's a beautiful thing. That's all we can say. It's a beautiful thing how God put all this together. That God knew us before we entered planet Earth, and God's going to know you after you leave planet Earth too. Amen. And the beautiful part of it, amen, is he is here with us every step of the way. But you have to acknowledge him. You have to acknowledge him. So yesterday we shared with you, if you missed yesterday's teaching, you might want to go into the archives and pull that up. Amen. And as we talked about partnership, we want to continue in that partnership, and we want to take it in a slightly different angle today. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, most all of us would say we want to live a victorious Christian life. You don't talk to any Christian that does not want to be victorious. All Christians want to be victorious. It's like talking to little children. I like when Bill Cosby and those other entertainers, they would, you know, put the children on stage, and they say children say the darnest things, the cutest things. And it's so true because they're so pure and they're so innocent. You know, as we all started out, glory be to God. And we can all end up, by the way, if you go back and listen to Sunday's message. Amen. And so when you talk to children and you ask them, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, no, you never hear a child say, I want to be a mass murderer. I just want to live my lifetime incarcerated. I didn't want to be a drug addict, a pimp, a whoremonger. No, you don't hear it. Children don't go there. Children don't go there. You know, I want to be a fireman. You know what I mean? I want to be a politician. I want to be a scientist. You know, and so those beautiful things. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I just can't believe. I'm sitting here. I can't even believe my daughter, when my granddaughter, amen, I have three beautiful granddaughters, amen, but the one that's in college right now for that forensic and scientific boy, it's so deep, I can't even think what she in college for right now. Oh my God, it'll come back to me. Glory be to God. That's how deep it is. Glory be to God. But so that's what they, you know what I mean? They think big, they think positive. And when you talk to Christians on that level, beloved, no one says, I want to be a failure. Yeah, I want to live for Christ, but I want to live at the bottom of the food chain. You know, I don't want my life to mean, you know, I want to live for Christ, but you know what I mean? I want to be sick and I want to be broke and busted and disgusted and, you know, all my joy gone and, you know, and mean and miserable, you know, and judging other people. No, you don't hear that. See, because that's not what we want. Amen. We want to live victorious. It's in our DNA. Amen. All of us. But beloved, what I have come to tell you is that without daily communication with the Holy Spirit. Now, I hope you have your paper and your pencils with you. I hope you have your papers and your pencils and jotting down some notes. I know you're halfway sleepy, but wake up. Amen. Wake up. Glory be to God so you can enjoy the meal. Okay. You don't, when you eat your physical food, when you sit down at your table this morning for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you don't eat sleeping. You don't even eat sleepy because you can't enjoy your food. You wake up and you eat that meal even if you got to go to sleep when it's over. You can't enjoy a meal sleepy. So I said this morning that without daily communication, I want you to put emphasis on the word daily. Daily means every day. Daily communication with the Holy Spirit, beloved, is impossible to attain that goal. You want to live victorious, but it's not going to happen without daily communication with the Holy Spirit. It's not going to happen. This is what I want to do. Fine. It's not going to happen. Communication with the Holy Spirit is the launching pad for a life of supernatural power and consistency. Yesterday, we looked at the scripture, beloved, that reads the in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the grace in verse 14, 2 Corinthians 13, 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Amen. Beloved, hallelujah. So, hallelujah. The communion of the Holy Ghost. I want you to take a look at that word, beloved,
Amen. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about communion with the Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about. And when you look up that word communion, pull out the Greek dictionary. Okay, look up the word communion, and you see it has several definitions of that word communion. One of the definitions of that word communion is partnership. Partnership, beloved, with the Holy Spirit. One of the examples of the definition of that word, beloved, conveying the idea of partnership, we can find in the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 7. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. And, beloved, it tells us that after Jesus has supplied a miraculous catch of fish. We weren't talking about no two-piece fish dinner. I'm talking about fish on fish. The Bible tells us in that scripture, beloved, that the fishermen had fished all night. They were experienced fishermen, and they didn't catch anything. Jesus told them what to do. He said, to cast your nets on the other side. Ah. Oh, the Holy Spirit, oh, Jesus, oh, my God, God is awesome. That's all I can say. If you really want to know, God will tell you. If you want to really know why you're not catching no fish, if you really want to know why your business is not prospering, if you really want to know why your ministry is not, if you really want to know why there's struggle in your relationships, if you really want to know why your money is funny, beloved, I tell you, if you really want to know, I'm talking about, see, God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit. I'm talking about when you real about this thing. If there's an issue, if there's a problem, and you want to get to the root of it, all you got to do is have a conversation. And so here, Jesus told them exactly what the situation is. He said, okay, you're doing all the right things, but you're doing it in the wrong way. You're doing all the right things. I'm happy right now because of the conversation I had with the Holy Ghost last night. Amen. That's why, amen, I'm trying to move on. As I'm telling you, he's just so awesome. How he just pulls the cover and say, let me, it's like, you know, having something on your table, but you got it covered up with a towel. And you say, come over here, and you pull the towel, you pull the cover, and you say, let me show you this. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Let's put some light on this situation. Jesus said, you're doing the right things, but you're doing it in the wrong way. He said, you got the net in the water. He said, yeah, and that's how you catch fish. But he said, but you got the net on the wrong side. Ah, somebody need to move sides this morning. Somebody need to move sides. Oh, you're doing the right things, but you're doing it in the wrong way. You're doing all the proper steps, but you got the steps. Your steps are not in the proper order. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And so, beloved, so the Bible tells us that when they obeyed Jesus, that they caught a massive amount of fish and the nets began to break. So here they went from zero to hero. They went from empty to full. They went from poverty to prosperity. They went from nothing to an exceeding amount just by putting a net on the other side of the boat. Something so simple. Beloved, we so close to the breakthrough. We so close to the revelation. But you're doing it the wrong way. This is why you need God. You're missing a step. It might seem like a minor step, but it is the most significant step to your victory because you're missing a step. But it's so simple, you never even thought to pray about it. So you thought, it's so simple, I ain't going to bother God with this. It's so simple, I know I'm going to figure this out. It's so simple, it's just a matter of time. It's so simple, that's why you're in a deficit, beloved. Because it's so simple, but you keep overlooking it because you don't even know it's there. You don't even know that that's the answer. This is why you need God. He doesn't miss a beat. He doesn't miss a beat. He knows everything. He is everywhere, and all power is in his hands. So the Bible says, beloved, so now they have all these fish to the point where the net is breaking. Peter knew that he couldn't handle this miraculous catch by himself. So he called the other fishermen, beloved, and nearby boats to come and to assist him. And so this is why we read in Luke 5 and 7, it says, and they beckoned unto their partners. Can you see the word partners? We're talking about partnership. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they both began to sink. Now, you don't went from no fish to an abundant fish. You got so much, you're being drowned by your blessings. Your blessing so heavy is drowning you. And not only is your blessing so heavy is drowning you, it's drowning your neighbors and it's drowning your partners. Now, baby, that's some kind of blessing. Ah, and the blessing of the Lord make him rich and he has no sorrow to it. Exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. My God, my God, I'd love to come back and preach a message just on that. Amen, hallelujah. Beloved, this morning I want you to see the word partners. That's what I want you to focus on, partners. Glory be to God. However, in Luke chapter 5, verse 7, it refers to real, legitimate business partners. Matter of fact, one scholar says that this word is used in the context that it is used, let us know that Peter was no small-time fisherman, that he owned an entire fishing enterprise. And those men in the other boats, beloved, were his business associates or his company partners. And whether these other fishermen were co-owners or employees who worked for Peter, they were all working together on the same job and were focused on a joint venture to catch and sell fish. Partnership. So we see, beloved, amen. And so with this Greek word and this Greek definition in mind, amen, we can look at this as, and the partnership, glory be to God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost, the partnership of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Now, on yesterday's teaching, pull it up. Part one, where we broke down to you and we gave you all the scriptures, how Jesus was in partnership with the Holy Spirit during his earth ministry. From the moment he left heaven to the moment he ascended back into heaven. We gave you scriptures that showed you that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus healed people by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus cast out demons by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was even resurrected from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. It didn't stop there, amen. And then it tells us that Jesus was seated at God's right hand in the heavenly places through the Holy Spirit. Jesus' whole earthly ministry, all 33 and a half years, beloved, amen, he was in partnership with the Holy Spirit. He worked hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. He tells us in St. John 5:30 that Jesus said he would not initiate anything by himself. He had to have the Holy Spirit. It was a partnership. It was a partnership. It's beautiful. Glory be to God. We showed you the Holy Trinity in the Bible, beloved, on yesterday. Amen. When God speaks from heaven, Amen. Jesus is in the water being baptized. God speaks in heaven, saying, this is my beloved son. And then the Holy Spirit shows up as a dove. God in three persons. We showed you God the Father in heaven speaking. We showed you God the Son in the water being baptized, all in the same scripture, all in the same verse. And then we showed you God the Holy Spirit ascending like a dove. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Glory be to God. So, but beloved, amen, there's yet another idea that we want to obey through this word communion in the Greek, beloved. And this is where we just want to spend just a couple minutes and we'll finish today. That definition, beloved, is also the idea of taking responsibility for someone. We can find an example of this in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 14. Philippians 4, verse 14, when Paul wrote to the Philippians. And Paul had commended them for their generous gift that they had sent for his ministry. Paul told them, and you can read, notwithstanding, ye have done well that ye did communicate. Here we go. Communicate. Amen. Communion. Amen. We're dissecting this word in the Greek. He said, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Beloved, now, at the time that Paul wrote the Philippian letter, Paul was in prison. He was locked up in the prison in Rome. Over the years, beloved, Paul had traveled and preached. Paul had raised up churches. He was indeed an apostle. Paul had worked with other leaders, and Paul had given his life for the church. But here Paul now was in a bad place. Amen. He was locked up in prison in Rome, not for doing anything bad, not that he had hurt anybody, but for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. After all he had did, all the preaching he had did, all the service he had did, come on now, working day and night, preaching day and night, huh? Some of you know people like that right now. They just pour themselves out to the body of Christ. Now he's in prison. But of all the churches, beloved, Paul had poured his life into, none of them helped him financially the way they should have. None of them. Didn't send Paul a dollar. I ain't got no money today. Hey, what you got? I ain't got nothing. I don't know. I'm going over here. Yeah, they said if I put $100 in the offering, amen, God was gonna bless me with a new car in 30 days. I'm going over here to Reverend Feelgood. God to send him some help. God, as hard as they work in ministry, I know God going to help them, but it ain't me. I don't know. Somebody going to put some money in the offering. Let's pray that God put some money in that somebody. Well, what about you? No, I need my money. I need my money. But let's just pray that God will just touch somebody hard to give. Y'all know the story. The Bible tells us, beloved, that in order to cover his expenses, Paul worked as a tent maker during the day, and he preached and he trained leaders during the evening. Now, this wasn't the best plan. That wasn't the best plan, but Paul said, look, I got to do what I got to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. No, any preacher that's sitting around waiting for the members to support them, I don't know. They got a whole bunch of faith. They got a whole bunch of faith. Paul was pouring his heart and soul into the churches, that were not financially helping him to bear his load. That's why the Bible tells you the workman is worthy of the higher, beloved. Matter of fact, when we get to that part of scripture, amen, and that series, we'll show you, amen, where we need one another. You need the leaders, and the leaders need you. And also show you, amen, beloved, that you're supposed to sow your financial seed wherever you're being fed. Your tithes belong to your church, and your offerings, beloved, is supposed to go, amen, to wherever you're being fed. You don't eat it out back and pay McDonald's. And so we see this situation has been going on for a long time. Matter of fact, Jesus, amen, glory be to God, and I'm looking at the clock, so I'm not going to go there, so you'll find it, amen. Jesus had women in his ministry, and the Bible made sure that we the Bible made sure that we knew that they were women, females, who went into their pocketbooks, because these were business women, these were studious women, these were virtuous women, these were women that knew how to manage a dollar, and they were going to their wallet and give it to Jesus. Because Jesus was full-time like Paul. Jesus was full-time. Paul was full-time like me. These were full-time ministers. Glory be to God. And the part is, Jesus didn't say, now, baby, you take your money back and go on and buy the baby some shoes. Now, you take your money back and get some groceries. Nobody, beloved, Jesus took the money. Because Jesus knew, Lord, that by taking the money, he wasn't taking nothing away from them. He was giving them something. When you sow into the word, and Jesus is the word, beloved, glory be to God, Jesus knew that instead of the baby needing some shoes, you're going to end up owning the shoe factory. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Instead of you needing some grocery, you're going to own the supermarket. When you give unto the Lord, all right, all right, all right, all right. Let me go here now so I can show you what the Holy Spirit is saying here. All right, so they didn't help Paul. They didn't help Paul. Oh, brother Paul put his life on the line. Amen. Praying with the church folks all day and all night. Counseling the church folks day and night. Now brother Paul needs some money, and they acting like they don't know brother Paul. Paul, beloved, was in prison in Rome when he received a special delivery letter, UPS, FedEx. glory be to God. Had a special delivery letter, parcel, amen, for Paul, amen. And it had come, beloved, from the Philippians. And when Paul opened up the letter, he found a sizable offering that the Philippian church has sent to support him during his time of difficulty. In other words, beloved, what happened is, thank God for the Philippian church. They, when they found out that there was a financial need in the ministry, glory be to God, they didn't sit back and say, well, you know, oh, we're going to pray for your situation, brother, and then forget. Y'all know how we do. I need some prayer. What you need? All right, this is, we need some money. Blah, 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 blah. All right, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. When? When I go to the prayer altar today, I'm going to pray. You get to the prayer altar, anybody got any prayer requests? Ain't nobody saying nothing. Why? Because you done forgot what you said when you was going to pray about. All right? The Philippians church didn't do that. No, they didn't leave Paul hanging, beloved. Instead, the Philippian church understood their responsibility to help him. So what they did is they took an offering to support him, to communicate. Here we go. Here we go. Yes, they freed it. You're going the whole way around. Yeah, I like to get a little descriptive, but the point is this. They're communicating. All right. We already said, we already broke that down in the Greek for you. Partnership. Okay. But communicating their love to Paul. beloved. In other words, they took responsibility for Paul. They took responsibility for him. That's why Paul uses this Greek word, beloved, to convey this meaning. When he says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, he uses the same Greek word, of communion, beloved. And therefore, amen, it can read, and the responsibility of the Holy Spirit be with you. Let us look at it again as we wrap this up. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit, okay, the partnership of the Holy Spirit and the responsibility of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Beloved, what does this mean? This means, beloved, that just as the Holy Spirit wants to become your partner, he also wants to assume great responsibility for you in this world. If you wish now, if you wish, because God has made us free moral agents, you can choose whatever you want to choose. Anywhere you want to go is your life. You can do what you want to do. If you choose now, the Holy Spirit, he'll stand by and he'll watch you try to do it all alone. He'll just sit there and watch you. I know he done watched me in many days. Here she go again. Here she go again. Huh? Here, what she doing? Running around. Okay. Here she go again. Why? Because you didn't accept the partnership. He wants to be responsible for you, but the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He ain't not going to force his way in, knock you down, sit down. I got this. Let me take over. I'm here. No. Where he leads, the Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me, which means if he's leading, I'm following, which meaning if he's leading, he's the boss. Now, you want to be the boss, you want to be in charge, and go on. Go on until you run out of steam, until you run out of steam. That's exactly what's going to happen. It takes us right back to where we started, beloved, and you will not fulfill that victorious Christian life that you desire. Glory be to God. Why? Hallelujah. Because there's no daily communion. There's no daily partnership going on. Glory be to God. So, yes, he'll sit back and watch you, beloved. But I'm going to tell you now, if you will open your heart to the Spirit of God, and the operative word here is if, you just open your heart. Stop being afraid. Just come on out. He's not going to throw you under the bus. Just come on out. I know you, sometimes when you've been in relationships, you've been hurt so often, men and women, they're scared to give somebody else another chance. You know what I mean? They're scared to give somebody their heart. Baby, that's the only way you can communicate love. You got to take a chance with somebody. Glory be to God. Open up your heart. Hallelujah, let him in, beloved. And if you will, he will assume a more active role in your life. The Holy Spirit wants you to know, beloved, that you are not alone. And the Holy Spirit wants you to know that he will take responsibility for you. All the consequences belong to him. He will take total responsibility for your life if you accept the partnership. If the cry of your heart, beloved, is to know the partnership and the responsibility of the Holy Spirit, not merely a mental doctrine, but as constant daily realities in your life, then we want you to decide today, make a decision today, this morning, to get to know the Holy Spirit as your intimate friend. I want you to write that word intimate down. Put that down. Don't forget that. Not just your friend. I am a friend of God. Okay, yeah, we got that. Uh-huh. Okay. You're a friend of God. Okay. God's your friend. You hear. Okay. Now, put the word intimate. Now, we all have some friends, and we have some associates in life. We have some friends, but we know that everybody is not an intimate friend. Make him your intimate friend, beloved. Make him your partner. Your whole relationship is going to change when you begin to see the Holy Spirit as an intimate friend and as an intimate partner. And you allow him, begin to allow him to help you fulfill the responsibilities of your calling in Christ. Because you've all been called. We are all ministers. And we have all been called before the foundation of the world. Well, how are you going to do it? And you don't know where you're going. You don't know what to do. You don't know what steps are. You don't know what the day holds. You don't know what this person is thinking, what this person has in their heart. You don't know where the blessing is. You don't know where the traps are. How are you going to do it? You need him to say, and look, if it was good enough for Jesus, it ought to be good enough for us. If Jesus didn't make a move without the Holy Spirit, why are we attempting to? How much longer are we going to go with ignoring him? Open up, beloved. But I want to close on this one sentence, and we'll pick up here this week, Lord's willing. Now, this is what I got to tell you now. This is what I got to tell you because you got to know this. And then we're going to go deeper in the Holy Spirit, but I'm taking it the way the Lord is showing me to show it. So I want to show you that he's your partner, and he'll take responsibility for you, amen, and help you to fulfill your responsibilities. But now this is what you got to know. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in the unclean spirit body. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in an unclean body, beloved. Body, amen, glory be to God, beloved, spirit where you're not confessing your sin. You in all type of sin, amen. You committing fornication and adultery. Come on now. Got all type of orgies going on, unforgiveness up in your heart, lying and cheating. Come on, envy. The Holy Spirit don't live there. Maybe that's why you don't know him. I'm going to close on this note. All right. Well, Pastor, why you say that? Well, I say what the Holy Spirit say. Let us close with this scripture. Let us close with this scripture to give you some homework to do. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy. Somebody say holy. Holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Holy, holy. Baby, the house got to be cleaned out. Now, the good news is you ain't even got to do the cleaning. The Holy Spirit will come in and do the cleaning when you let him in. But you can't have God and have that. You can't have your cake and have it too. You can't have God and the world. Matter of fact, the Bible says if you love the world, the love of the Father is not even in you. You got to make a decision. Either you is or you ain't, you tis or you taint. You got to make a decision. He tells us to mortify our, he tells us to do the mortification. What does that mean? You got to want it. You got to want it. Yes, the Holy Spirit will be your partner. Yes, the Holy Spirit will take full responsibility for you. But the Holy Spirit does not dwell in an unclean temple. Why don't you invite God in your heart today, beloved, to do the work? Because without him, you can't do nothing. Anyhow. Anywho. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to begin today to develop a walk of daily communion with the greater one within. Father, let him be all that he wants to be in our lives. Our source of wisdom, our source of power, our source of strength to launch us forth into our victory. We want to thank you for being our partner in this world, Holy Spirit. We need your partnership. We need it. We know that without you, we are so limited in what we are able to do. Holy Spirit, you see what we cannot see. Holy Spirit, you know what we do not know. You have wisdom and insight that we do not have. We simply must have your help if we are going to do what God has asked us to do. We ask you to please forgive us for all the times that we have gotten in such a hurry that we didn't take time to fellowship with you. From this moment on, from this day on, Father, we promise that we will do our best to consult you before we make a decision to take one single step, as Jesus was our example. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word. Amen. We will pick up on our teaching this week, beloved. Amen. Showing you the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm my homework, amen, is done. I'm still working on it. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, amen, he leads, he directs, he speaks, amen. He gives power to cast out devils. He releases power. He anoints, amen. He baptizes and fills. He gives new birth. He leads into worship. Oh, I can't wait to get there, beloved. Amen. He flows like a river. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a whole list of things. When you find out all that who the person of the Holy Spirit is, I'm telling you the truth, it's going to give you a different appreciation, amen, for how God has blessed us. How God has blessed us. Jesus couldn't do us no better. When he left, he said, I'm leaving, boys, but I'm going to send you somebody. Jesus couldn't have done us no better. Amen and amen. All right, in form of announcements today, please meet us at the altar of prayer. We'll be there at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. For prayer, please meet us there. Amen. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Amen. So we'll be there. Lord's willing, on Wednesday night is our Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. Please meet us there at the altar, a prayer number. Amen. For our Bible study. All right. Amen. Remember, mark your calendars. There's no altar prayer on next Monday. Next Monday is a holiday. Amen. Glory be to God. And we normally do not have an altar of prayer, but we will be here for the 6 a.m. service. And we bless the Lord. All right. Sunday was our sister Rhonda Reed's birthday. Rhonda Reed is our brother Tyrone Reed's wife. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. She is a part of this ministry. Amen. She's in the background. Amen. We very rarely hear from her. But she's there. Amen. So let's see if they are on the line this morning so we can express some love, which we already sort of, I see a question mark here. Good morning.
No, Mrs. Reed is not up as of yet. And yesterday was her birthday, the 24th. It's her birthday. And I just want to thank God for this wonderful woman. You know, many people had told me that God made her especially for me because nobody else could put up with me. And I just thank God for her. And she had a great, great birthday, my God. I think she really enjoyed herself. And we closed out yesterday with our great grand, Riley. Riley just came, and her and my baby, they just had a good birthday celebration. So it was beautiful to see that. But she, thank you. Thank everyone for lifting her up in prayer. And I'm just thanking God that, you know, he gave us another day, another year to be with one another. So I appreciate everything the church has done for she and I and my family in general. And Jara, she kind of, you know, had a nice time with her too. So she, both of them were kind of out of it. And I'm trying to soak my arm, trying to see if I can get these food packages out today. So I'm in the tub right now soaking. So that's what's going on. So we do thank you.
Amen and amen. And we thank you, Brother Reed. We thank you for being a true example, amen, of what a husband is. Amen. The Bible tells us that a man, amen, should love his wife as Christ loves the church. Beloved, what we have see here in the life of Brother Reed every day, and especially today, we came looking for his wife who is still resting. She has not gotten up this morning, but he stood in to represent her. He stood in and gave words. He stood in and gave representation for her. Beloved, that's an example because that's what Christ does for us. And we see this here. This is a display here of a real man of God and a Bible man of God, amen, who is the husband, amen, to his wife that God has called him to be. And I'm telling you, we want to thank you for that example this morning, my brother. Amen. God bless you. Amen. For who you are and all that you do. We pray that God will strengthen your body. We pray that God will strengthen your body as you do the work of ministry. Now, Saints, thank you so much. I'm going to mute the call, brothers. I don't want you to interrupt what I'm about to say. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you. Brother Reed, okay, is dispersing this food. They are picking up this food from wherever this food is coming from. We want to thank God for it, okay? Glory be to God. Now, Brother Reed is taking a trip to your house. Or if you have recommended somebody and he's out there and we see that he keeps going, he's just the type of man that he's going to keep going to, he can't go no more. Brother Reed is not charging you for his time. He's not charging you for the gasoline in his car. It's about $3 a gallon. He's not charging you when his car breaks down. He got to figure out where he's going to get the money from to get the car out the shop to keep going. Beloved, show some love and offer the man some money. Now, he may or he may not take it. Beloved, just don't just use people. Look, you didn't have to go out there and get an Uber or a taxi or whatever to get the food. You didn't have to spend your gas. Give the man a love offering. Come on, y'all. That's a Christian thing to do. Bless him. Ask the Holy Spirit what to give them. And when the Holy Spirit tell you, don't back up. Don't say it's too much. Give it to them. Glory be to God. Give it to them. It's just the right thing to do. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Brother Reed, for all the packages. Amen. He's always calling out who needs the packages. I hear they're very healthy packages. I don't eat that much, and I'm by myself. I'm not the type of person just going to hoard the stuff. Just give it to me. Give it to me. I said, no. Give it to the people that need it. Give it to the people with them. Give it to them. Glory be to God. But I hear they're very healthy packages, fresh packages, delivered weekly. You can't get no better than that. If you use Instacart and you went shopping online and you had ShopRite or Acme drop off your groceries, not only are you going to pay for the groceries, you're going to give the deliverer a tip. I don't know why we treat God's people so differently and so unfair. And we just want to just take. But if it was the world, give them a tip. Oh, that's Brother Reed. He all right. No, Brother Reed got bills and expenses. This man is not punching the clock anywhere. He's not working anywhere. Not by choice. So he's taking this time and working full time in the kingdom. His wife is there as often as she can, supporting him. Jabber is there. Come on, saints. Come on. Call him up and tell him you got something for him. Tell them you got something for them and bless them real good. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. I love you guys. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray and let us keep on praying. Now, I tell you, this world news is something. Boy, they stop talking about one thing. They start talking about something else. Oh, my God. We ain't even going to focus on what they saying today. We'll talk about it another time. We talk about current events. But you got to be up on current events. Because what? When you're up on current events, it's going to show you how hard that we need to be praying. And we can't back up in our prayer life. Amen. And amen. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you, Father God, as we move forward today, Father God, lead our steps, order our steps, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father, strengthen Brother Reed and his body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let Brother Reed know that it's okay from time to time to take a day off, to take a couple hours off, Father God. Help lead him, guide him, help him to listen, help him to obey, and bless him for his efforts. And Father God, we pray that same blessing upon everyone under the sound of my voice today, Father, because a lot of us are doing things for other people, Father God. Some things we know about, some things we don't, but you said only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. And you see all things. So we say thank you for it, God. Now, Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet, and it cannot and it will not be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Lord's willing, tomorrow we're going to have our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Come with your songs. Come with your testimony. Come with your praise reports. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And we bless you. And we bless you.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, put your hands together. How many of you know he's a way maker? I say, how many of you know he's a way maker tonight? Way maker. God, he's a way. Way. God, he's a way. You can't. Way, 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 way God will be with you wherever you go. If your body's sick and in pain, you will be healed in Jesus' name. God is a way. God is a way. You can't.
Take responsibility for your life, saints. Amen. And your life will never be the same again. Love you. Signing out.